Hello, I'm Jessica Miles, Assistant Editor with SearchWindowsServer.com, and welcome to this special edition podcast for Microsoft Management Summit 2010. Brendan Knoyer, Site Editor for SearchWindowsServer.com, attended the event in Las Vegas where he sat down with Microsoft's Robert Reynolds to talk about what's new with Microsoft System Center and how these new features tie into the company's overall cloud strategy.
Okay, so I'm here with Robert Reynolds from Microsoft at Microsoft Management Summit 2010, and we're going to talk about some of the new things going on with System Center. The keynote today, Bob Muggio was talking a lot about the cloud and creating a situation where you have all these products that create a suite where everyone can kind of manage. When things are moved to the cloud eventually, they can sort of manage things with all the same products with one suite. And one of the things that you can do now with System Center Operations Manager 2007 R2 is there is this new functionality for sort of monitoring the cloud that a lot of people are talking about. Can you sort of talk about kind of what that entails and how it fits into the overall cloud strategy with Microsoft?
So there's a couple of capabilities. There's stuff that's available today in Operations Manager 2007, the synthetic transactions that will allow you to kind of record a web transaction and test any web application independent of where it's running. And so that's the capability that our customers today have. And then, you know, within Operations Manager, you can get service level dashboards and, you know, diagnostic views and things like that in order to troubleshoot what's going on with that web service. What was demonstrated today is a Ops Manager VNext capability where we'll actually be able to directly monitor, because we're working very closely with the Azure team, so that as customers start building applications on Azure, that we can directly monitor and integrate that monitoring of their public cloud components of their applications or their services with a correlated view of what's going on inside their enterprise. And so this is part of, as we talk about helping customers bridge or mine the gap from kind of their traditional enterprise data center and moving that to the cloud and taking advantage of the opportunity that the cloud offers to IT, that this is just kind of one of the components. And then I think the other one you saw if you were watching the keynote was the ability to kind of provision services across that. And so I think, you know, those are two capabilities, and Azure is one of kind of the key public cloud solutions that we're really looking at across the portfolio. How do we support Azure as a public cloud?
Now, I also want to talk about Service Manager, which was released to manufacturing, correct?
Yep.
And as we heard about today, you know, that's been a long time coming. What has that extra time given you guys the ability to do that you couldn't do back in 2008 when it was delayed the first time?
You know, in 2008, we basically took more time based upon customer feedback. And so the more time has given us, you know, the ability to integrate more of that customer feedback, make it easier to use, easier to deploy, more deeply integrated with Operations Manager and Configuration Manager. We're still very focused on the kind of core processes that drive IT, the incident, the problem, and the change, and integrating those with Operations Manager and Configuration Manager very deeply. So that, you know, we had a customer who got a useful and productive CMDB in 2 days. They've been working for 18 months on a competitor's solution in order to try to get it working and never been successful. In 2 days with Service Manager, because they already had Config Manager and Operations Manager deployed, they're able to stand up Service Manager and get productive services and processes right away. So a really key capability being added to the portfolio, and, you know, a really big step for Microsoft is we enter into that IT process management space and continue to deliver that deeply integrated capability with the, you know, the more operationally focused tools that we have in the portfolio.
Now, there's also the Opalis acquisition has, you know, an effect on Service Manager and Operations Manager. And can you kind of talk about exactly what that brings to the table now for those products and any other system set of products?
Well, first, it brings a portfolio of up to, you know, like, I think there's 35, 40 different integration packs. So, you know, we looked at Opalis, and Opalis brought a wealth of interconnectivity and workflow capabilities. Our primary goal is to use that to better integrate and deliver cross-product scenarios within the System Center server management suite, as well as the interoperability with all of the management tools and infrastructure components that customers have that, you know, they just need it to work, the System Center suite to work with. So Palace is kind of the automation of IT processes so that you can take something that needs to happen on a regular basis, you can standardize that process or that automation so that it can be delivered more quickly because it's being automated and more reliably because it is executing the same way each time. And so being able to do that across System Center as well as across third-party management tools and infrastructure is a really key capability that Opalis brings to the portfolio.
Now we were also talking a little bit about, you were talking about Configuration Manager. Now we have 2007 R3 on the way, right? And you're also talking a lot about vNext. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect from R3? Because vNext is the next edition of Configuration Manager. Just talk about a little bit of what you expect from the R3 release and also what's next on the horizon, I guess.
I think the headline feature for R3 is really desktop or PC power management and helping customers take advantage of what really is the largest opportunity in their environment to save costs or save carbon, depending on kind of which motivates you. Because the PC is kind of one of the most uncontrolled or unmanaged power users in the environment. And so Config Manager R3 will help customers assess how much power they're using, what policies are the right ones to control that, and understand how they can do that in the optimized, least impactful to end user productivity, but most impactful to cost savings and carbon savings. So this is a key feature. The other thing that's kind of in there is speeding up software delivery so that when you're using kind of application virtualization, the time between targeting and deploying an application and its delivery to the end user is sped up. So we made some optimizations in the infrastructure for that in R3 as well.
And for what's coming up next, for what's coming up next as far as for the vNext, you guys, I missed the session, so I really didn't get to see what you guys were talking about. So can you kind of fill me in and whoever's listening in on what's next for Configuration Manager?
Well, we're going to talk mainly about Config Manager tomorrow in the keynote, but the key thing is this evolution to what we call user-centered client management, and that is moving to where we're focused and helping the desktop administrator focus on delivering applications to users and worrying less about which devices does that user need to have the application on, which mode of delivery does that user need, do they need a traditional install, do they need a virtualized application, do they need it available from a centralized remote desktop scenario or a Zen app scenario, or do they need it on a mobile device? And all of those kind of are opportunities, but they also add complexity to the administrator's life. And so Config Manager vNext focuses on being a single solution that allows one place to set policy, one place to do deployments, and do that in a user-centric way that not only allows targeting of that experience to users, but also lets the user participate in defining what devices are their primary devices, what in which cases do they want full application install, which scenarios do they want thin application access, etc. So.
Now I also want to talk about VMM 2008 R2. I was here a couple of years ago, and the keynote was, one of the big points of the keynote was the ability to manage heterogeneous environments in VMM. Since then, Hyper-V's grown up. Can you talk a little bit about how Virtual Machine Manager has also grown up with it, with R2, and specifically talk a little bit more about the new live migration capabilities from data center that they were talking about in the keynote this morning.
So the VMM is basically executing against what our primary objective is, which is always to be the best manager of Microsoft technology. So as Hyper-V comes out with new capabilities, VMM supports those and continues to move the solution forward for the customers. And does that quickly so that as soon as that feature is available, they can start taking advantage and benefit from it. The scenario that you saw today on stage was through partnership with HP. So they are doing a lot of work to kind of add very specific knowledge and solutions around HP hardware and hardware solutions to integrate into Virtual Machine Manager and Operations Manager so that, you know, what the scenario on site was a migration from a long distance on-premise to off-premise live migration. And that's a very powerful scenario and one of the things that we can, you know, in partnership with Microsoft and HP are, you know, one of the few partnerships that can actually deliver that scenario in the world today, period, right? And so they've done a lot of work to kind of expose the unique capabilities of their hardware right up into the Virtual Machine Manager console so that it's a seamless experience for the administrator of that virtual fabric, but they get these extra capabilities that are enabled by the HP hardware.
Right. Now, I kind of want to, finally kind of bring things back around to the cloud because there's a lot of cloud talk in the keynote. There's a lot of cloud talk today. We're asking a lot of people about the cloud. And one of the things that I was talking to one person about, one of the attendees, was that, so-called cloud is one of the buzzwords going on right now. And then we kind of, talked about, well, it's not really a buzzword anymore. It's becoming a reality. But for a lot of people, it's still, a ways off. They're still kind of looking into it. So what do you guys see, being that you're making like the big push towards cloud computing, what do you see as sort of the big challenges and sort of like roadblocks for people right now as far as actually investing in cloud computing and getting started with that sooner rather than later?
I think the key things are experiencing it and just trying it out and getting more comfortable with it, really. There's a trust factor that has to be built up. A lot of that trust factor comes with visibility and being able to control what's going on in the cloud. And that's, as we think about what System Center is doing and trying to provide the bridge so that people can take kind of the experience, the infrastructure that they already have deployed with Operations Manager, Configuration Manager, VMM, and take their skills that they already have there and help bridge so that they can get that visibility as, with the Azure monitoring you saw today, or the control of configuration being able to provision to the clouds over time. Being able to take what they're familiar with and be able to apply that to that new environment is one of those things that will help people do that. So that's kind of our tool solution for it. I think there's also a lot of process maturity that will come with that. And so, we're trying to enable and make that very accessible to people through Service Manager and Opala so that they can mature their processes and their operational control of things so that they're ready for that more service-oriented cloud environment as well.
And it sounds like from some of the people that I talked to today, the public cloud and then the private cloud that that was talked about this morning, the public cloud concept seemed to be really appealing to a lot of the people who are interested in it. Now, that's not something that, Azure is a public cloud right now. Can you talk a little bit more about sort of the way you guys are looking in the future as far as providing like public cloud capabilities for people?
Let's see, this is a different group at Microsoft, but I think, Bob gave a lot of insight into the kind of different vectors of how we think about cloud, right? The shared cloud, the dedicated clouds, and then whether it's being delivered, on-premise with the customer, whether it's being delivered through our partners, or whether Microsoft is delivering it. I think if you look at that kind of a grid, you can kind of see where we're thinking. How we're going to deliver those clouds is still something that we're working out. I think you'll see more and more of that revealed over, I think there'll be more in the next couple of months and then definitely, over the next year. Steve Ballmer has made it very clear to the organization that we are all in on the cloud, and this is a transformational opportunity in the industry. And Microsoft is absolutely about helping our customers take advantage of that transformational opportunity, as well as participating in it ourselves. Azure is kind of our anchor there now, and I think you'll see the Azure set of services, as well as the capabilities that Azure offers, grow over the near term, as well as the management capabilities that we're going to bring along to facilitate that with customers.
Well, Robert, that's all the questions I have for you. I really appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we'll talk to you guys again next year.
Great.
That concludes today's podcast. Remember, you can check out searchwindowsserver.com for more information on Microsoft System Center and all the latest news and expert advice on the world of Windows. Thanks and have a great day.